Lanice Adams is an icon and one of the most iconic franchises in television history, The Bachelor. She was among the final 8 women in the first ever season with Alex Michelle in 2002 and landed the series' first kiss. But her journey wasn't easy. After the show aired, she faced racist backlash online for being in an interracial relationship, leading her to suffer panic attacks and substance abuse before landing in the hospital. Lanice then began therapy and went on a self-love journey, and now she's using her story to help others. I talked to Lanice about her journey on the show, what she makes of Matt James' season as the first Black Bachelor, and what she really thinks about Chris Harrison. This is our conversation. I think it's interesting that they took this walk down memory lane and aired seasons from the past right before airing this historic season with Matt James as the first ever Black Bachelor. What was your kind of initial overall reaction to Matt's season and everything that happened?
Gosh, then that turned out to be another big debacle with this season. I think there was some positives. Of course, we were all happy to have a Black Bachelor. Was he the right choice? I don't know, because, you know, it, from what I gather, he, you know, had a tough time really opening up and stuff like that. I thought it was unfortunate the way this season ended. You know, I love Chris Harrison. I adore Chris Harrison. And I really felt badly about how he was railroaded at the end of this season. I just thought, wow, you know, we do have the first season with the first Black Bachelor, and the way it's ended, you know, has not been great. It has not been great. I hope that they can recover from this. I hope Chris can recover. I hope the franchise can recover. I hate the way that it ended.
If you could say something to Matt right now, as someone who's been in similar shoes, what would you say to him?
Well, I think the great thing is Matt is much older than I was when I did the show. I was 23. I'm not sure how old he is, but he seems to be pretty mature. But my advice is to know who you are, you know, and if you know who you are, no one can tell you who you are. So, you know you're a great person. You know you're doing the best you can in life. So just, accept the good and throw away the bad and just, you know, keep living your life, keep being the best person you can be. And I hope, and I always hope that everyone finds love. I know it was unfortunate that he and Rachel Kay had the, a breakup due to all of this stuff that went on with her and the party and all of that. So I do hope that he finds love, as I hope everyone does.
Rachel Lindsay is arguably one of the most influential voices from The Bachelor right now. And her interview with Chris was one of the things that sparked him stepping down. What did you make of that whole interview?
Yes. I was a big fan of Rachel Lindsay when her season aired. I was proud of the way that she represented for us African-American women. I felt that the interview that she and Chris had I think that the ending of that was a bit unfortunate. I think that what Chris was trying to do, in my opinion, was, you know, just try to take some of the smoke off from Rachel Kay. Because the internet and media, everything can be really tough. And I know from experience, I was 23 when I did the show, and all of that attention at once and some negative attention too was really difficult. And I felt that Chris was just trying to, you know, give Rachel a little grace. And in that, he ended up getting railroaded. And I feel like the punishment did not fit the crime there. I personally wish that more people stood up for Chris, people like us who know him. You know, I was on the show about 20 years ago, so I've known Chris, I'd say over the course of 20 years, and he's a good person. So I kind of wish that Rachel would have, she knows Chris. I think she probably knows that Chris is not racist. I think that it's up to us to have his back. So I kind of wish that, you know, more people had his back in this. But, you know, that being said, it was not a good party that Rachel K attended. Chris said that as well. That was not a good party. No one should go to parties like that. No one should want to. Why would you want to glorify a time where people were being, you know, enslaved? Like, that's just a terrible time. It's a stain on our history. So no one should want to glorify it. I think Chris probably should have been a little bit more adamant about saying that. At the same time, I think the punishment did not fit the crime here.
Yeah, Rachel Lindsay definitely took a lot of backlash for the interview as well. She faced so many racist comments and hate online that she took her Instagram down for a few days. Did you reach out to her at all during that, or have you spoken to her before?
You know, I did see that Rachel also received a lot of hate at the same time. So I think there were people who were railroading Chris, and then people who were railroading Rachel. And I think that online bullying is terrible, no matter who it's geared towards. I feel badly for anyone that's being hurt so bad that they have to remove themselves, you know, from the situation, which here with social media. Did I reach out to Rachel? No, I don't know Rachel. As a matter of fact, this summer, when I was out doing, talking about my story, I thought maybe that she and I would cross paths at some point, but unfortunately we didn't. So I did not reach out to her, but I'm glad that she's doing better. And, you know, I never would want anyone to feel pain. And so I feel bad that she's experiencing that as well. I feel badly for her and for Chris.
Yeah, you said that you love Chris and you wish that more people who know him would have come to his defense. What would you want people to know about him?
Well, I can still remember when we shot season one, and I remember Chris always being so kind, happy, just a good person. And throughout the course of the years, when I've done a reunion show for The Bachelor, or I've run into Chris when we're donating blood for the Red Cross, or run into Chris at an event, he's always so kind. And I know that he loves the franchise. Like, The Bachelor is just his heart and soul. Bachelor Nation, the contestants, the people. So I felt terrible that more people didn't come out and say, hey, I know this guy. He's a great guy. He messed up. Let's give him some grace. No one's perfect. You know, I think we need more people to stand up, you know, stand up for people when they're being canceled, if you know that they're a good person. So yeah, I didn't see enough people coming to his aid, in my opinion.
He said that he's taking this time away from the franchise to study, to become educated, to learn how to be anti-racist. What would you say to him if you could say anything during this time?
Well, I think that that's wonderful that he is, you know, learning how to be more anti-racist. I do know that, you know, that is a thing. It's like it's something that people can actually get better at, because sometimes it's not enough to just not be racist. You want to be anti-racist. And I think something that probably what he would have done had he wanted to be anti-racist during the interview is just being more adamant about how bad that party was for anyone to attend, just being strong in saying how those things are wrong. So I'm proud of him for learning how to do that. But again, I know that, I already know he's not racist, but I think it's great that he's working to be anti-racist, because the more allies we have, the better. I really wish we could get to a place where everybody just saw each other for who they were and not what they look like.
I'm not sure if you saw, but in addition to that, it also recently came out a few days ago that he hired a lawyer. It came out in Page Six that an anonymous source said that he's lawyering up because he's ready to tell the truth about how things really work over there. What are kind of your thoughts on that?
Oh, no, I haven't heard that. You know, I've been filming, deep in filming, so I must have missed that. But, you know, I would have to say, from Chris's history, I'm erring. I would probably be likely to believe whatever, you know, Chris decided to say. But again, I don't really know what that's about. I hope he's okay, though. You know, I sent him a tweet. I sent him a message on Instagram. Like I said, I've done a couple of interviews where I've tried to have his back. I even posted a statement on my page. I just want him to know that he's loved. I feel really bad, you know, because here is someone who spent 20 years of their life with this bachelor organization, and to have it all taken away at the blink of an eye because you weren't adamant enough about how bad a party was. Because he did say the party was bad, but he wasn't adamant enough, so therefore he should lose everything. I don't think so.
I think even though this season was really hard to watch, I think there is a silver lining in that, in what the audience takeaway is. That being said, what do you hope that fans would take away from watching this season?
So, you know, although this season has been up and down, crazy, lots of drama for different reasons, I think it's great that, you know, people are seeing, for one, a Black Bachelor on their screen. There's some people across the globe who don't have interactions with Black people. And I think this is a way for some people to just see that, you know, everybody wants love. Everybody wants to be happy. So I'm hopeful that it just helped open the minds of people who may have not ever interacted with African-American people, you know?
With The Bachelor, some people say it's just a reality TV show. Why is it their job to address social issues? What would you say to that?
Well, you know, part of that I kind of agree with in a sense, but, you know, it's like they do have this great platform where they can make a difference. It's up to them whether or not they want to. Sometimes I feel like the public is so adamant about making these producers address social issues when really they just want to have a show about love. I think it's up to them whether or not they want to take that on. And I think this past summer, with quarantine and all of the racial unrest, I think that has opened up a lot of people's eyes more and made them want to do more. And I think that's why we're seeing that, you know, they're doing more. They put a new Black Bachelorette, a new Black Bachelor. I think they're wanting to do more now. Whether it's something that they have to do, no, but I'm glad that they are doing it.
People are calling for a lot of different changes with the show, whether it's permanently letting Chris go, whether it's creating a more diverse crew behind the scenes. What do you think the next step should be for them?
Well, you know, I wonder if Chris actually even wants to come back to the show after them in my opinion, I don't know if they're supporting him enough. I don't know, I'm not there. But I think what I've mentioned might be a good idea is to have, you know, maybe an actual town hall with people from the show, or someone where we can all talk about it. Because I did recently say that sometimes it can seem like the elephant in the room that everyone's tried to avoid talking about because it is a tough conversation. But to me, it's something that maybe should just be fully addressed and then we can let it go. Sometimes when you try to dance around a topic, it lasts much longer than if you were to just, let's just talk about it. So I think maybe just a real good conversation so that we can try to put it behind us. You know, I hope they don't let Chris go. I think that he's a big part of the franchise, but I don't know. I don't know if he'd want to stay.
What is your ultimate hope for the future of the franchise?
So my ultimate hope is that the franchise survives all of this drama, this negative drama that it's had the past year. I hope that it does survive it. It's been a real... you know, getaway for people, a mental getaway, whether you hate it or love it or hate to love it or whatever. So I hope that they do continue to thrive. I just think that maybe, you know, they should, like I said, have the tough conversation, and maybe now we'll see a little bit more diversity. I think they're trying to go that route too. So I just hope that we can make it through this difficult time and get to the other side.
That was my conversation with Lanice. To check out her upcoming film, book, and other projects, you can head to her website, laniceadams.com, and give her a follow on social media at Lanice Adams. Make sure to subscribe to 10 Minute Talks for part 2 of our conversation coming soon. Until next time, remember you're loved, you matter, and you've got this.